Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hello.
Pam's over there.
Hello.
Phil's on the phone.
Robert Schmack.
Robert Schmack.
Sorry, I had to sound like I was on the phone.
Robert Schmack.
Aluminium.
How was your show? Your comedy show? We talked about it last week.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Altoona, New York is way the hell up there. We drove all day. It's 6 miles from Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, my God.
It's way the hell. It was to the point where we had to like all turn our phones, the roaming off, so it doesn't get Canada and become really expensive.
Right.
But it's way up there. It's also down the street from that famous prison where that lady was nailing the two inmates and the inmates got out. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was
That's
just
crazy.
Down the street. That was that town's claim to fame when that whole thing happened. Apparently.
So did Dave do any material on that?
No, he did not. He did not. No, we didn't touch that stuff. Because Dave has his own thing that he does. He more messes with the audience, stuff like that. Like, he was having more fun coming with like different ways of saying Altoona. He was calling Albacore Tuna. A few other variations he had.
Anyway, sorry to get off track. So.
In any event, but no, you know what? 450 plus people, and I was not fucking nervous at all. I was amazed. I was like, I was not nervous. I finally did 20 minutes. The only thing I did wrong was I did the Brady song in its entirety, and I kind of lost the audience for a moment, but I brought him back with the fart song, and now I know from now on, if I'm going to do any parody songs,
keep it about
like
a minute,
mm-hmm. I'm going to do like a medley.
Well, that's what I think with all the songs.
Yeah, exactly. So,
like, I always... Anytime when Phil sends me the file, and if it's 2 minutes, I'm like, shit. When it's about a minute, minute 20, I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah, I shoot for that, but sometimes you can't get that much stuff in that time because of how a song is written, how a song is built.
Right.
But
it's, you know what? You saw how an audience reacts to a 2 minute song now.
Yeah.
So that's how it happens in the car as well.
Yeah. So, but I mean, like I said, the vagina song I did, perfect, went over great.
Yeah.
And so did the fart song. The fart song's about 2 minutes. Altogether, but that one's entertaining because there's all these different words for farting.
Right.
But it was a great show. And
it's
now
not an easy song to do live.
No,
because you
have to read
talking
it.
Really. It's till we didn't start the fire.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So I tried to read it basically. I let everybody know. I'm like, I can't memorize all this shit. So I let them know. So they know I'm real. I'm like, it's the top of my head. I wrote this obviously, but it went over really, really well. And now our next show is going to be on the 24th. We're playing Jersey. So we're going to Jersey next. So doing those little comedy road trips.
What? Next week?
Next Friday.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. The 24th.
Wow.
Yep.
Nice.
Very cool.
Yep.
He's paying you?
Yes. Yes, good. I'm actually getting paid now. I'm actually a paid comic.
Nice.
I paid a lot, but I'm getting paid.
Good.
I'm working on it.
Good. I'm glad it went well.
Very good.
Yeah, no, so was I, because I'm like, it's a long ride home to be kicking yourself in the ass.
Oh,
the best feeling is, none of these people are super fans of the show. They don't even know you're on them. They don't even know what a PLR is.
Yep.
And they're laughing at your jokes, so okay, the material's strong then.
Yeah. And the thing is that nothing that I said for like the first 10 minutes was anything I had planned. The only thing I really planned was the, I used to do this, I used to riff on Bill Clinton, still like getting to the White House, and I do a whole dirty Bill Clinton thing where he's, kind of creepy because he is. But everything else I did beforehand was all just our trip, and I just converted into comedy. There was this weird shopping center we went to.
Well, Dave's been telling you that stuff is better.
Exactly.
Your improv skills.
So I'm working on that. My next thing to work on is crowd work.
I think you'll be so strong because you're so fast.
Yeah.
And witty. People would be like, how the fuck did he think of that so fast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's my next venture. But right now, I was happy. I did 20 minutes.
The first time you do crowd work, I would do it with a crowd that you know.
Yeah.
Especially like with the traveling tribe.
Exactly.
You could start, because they know all these people. Like,
right.
We all know, it's one big family.
Right.
And I think that would go over well, and that'll be a good way to start.
A more local show, yeah. So, right now, I was very happy I did 20 minutes, because my goal was 20 minutes. I did 12, 11, 13 sometime. I finally made it to 20 minutes. So I'm like, cool.
Nice.
I did 20 minutes. So that was my goal. I got that. So it's baby steps.
Yeah.
So working on it.
Well, good for you, man.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Who drove
too bad,
the whole way?
Too
Dave
bad you
drove?
Couldn't make that story funny.
Dave drove the whole way.
Right.
And you know what? There's no sleeping in the truck, by the way. Dave let them know immediately. First I pull up there, right? And I go, I'm at your building. I'm supposed to meet him at his where he works at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm in front of your building. He texts back in Hartford. I'm like,
what?
What? And I text like, what? And then I see him pull up. I'm like, you dick. I'm like, he's like, I was around the corner when you text me. And he goes, I'm going to fucking watch this. And he like says it's in Hartford. I'm like, you got to be kidding. Like, there's a snowstorm coming down when we left. So I'm like, holy shit, I drive to Hartford now. I just got to Waterbury.
Have you had any coffee today?
No.
Okay.
And then, but there's no sleeping in the truck, by the way. And the reason why is what happens is if you fall asleep in the truck, Dave does something where he'll drive as fast the truck will go and like find 18-wheeler and like pretend like he's going to ram it. And then suddenly go, ah, and scream.
And so you wake up.
Exactly. And they film you. When they do this.
Oh, why have we not posted any of these videos?
I guess no one's falling asleep in the truck. I didn't fall asleep. I stayed awake the entire way up and down.
I'm going to fucking kill Dave for even telling you. He should have just let you fall asleep.
Exactly.
I didn't dare fall asleep. There was at one point we had this one comic, Desmond Walker, with us. He almost fell asleep. His eyes started closing. Dave started speeding up. He goes, watch this. And then Desmond goes, I'm awake. You don't dare fall asleep.
Oh, my gosh. You guys just, like, talk the whole way?
Yeah, pretty much.
That would drive me nuts.
We heard old dance music from, like, some mixtape.
Sounds fun.
It was real. It was, like, because...
You guys got to start working on walking in the rain. I saw you walking in the rain.
Yeah, Juice Jones!
Exactly. Yeah. We did talk about that. I mean, it came up in his mixtape.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. We got to do it. Yep.
You're just a squirrel looking for a nut.
Yep. My world.
This is my world.
A cornflake with a milk.
Just a squirrel looking for a nut.
Don't touch that coat.
Yeah.
So funny.
My favorite part this week as we reflect on the week is AJ getting so pissed when we were doing the flubbles.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fan on.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting down.
5:50 in the morning. We already had a montage of flubbles.
Well, we should mention I was sick.
Yeah.
True.
Which I still am, by the way.
Oh, you were so pissed.
I was. I try not to be, but sometimes it just overwhelms you. I guess also when you're not feeling well, it just kind of gets to you right away. Like your defenses are down a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
I was trying so hard to bring that sports report back when we were playing the phone.
Oh, no. You were laughing.
The 8-16.
The fucking TSA one. The TSA flubble is the all-time best one because A, the joke is legitimately great. And B, you can hear how excited he is to get this great joke out. And then when it doesn't happen, he's like, I still got it. And then when he realizes that it's gone, you just hear in his voice how fucking mad he is. He's like, they're just standing around. They're standing
around. Just standing around.
That's the worst.
So TSA stands for?
They're standing around.
Right.
And how did you start it again?
Just standing around.
So if you fucking know, why are you asking?
I loved you working it out loud.
But you know, that clip, you get to hear how fast he works a joke out in his mind, but his mouth wasn't participating.
It just
his mouth didn't want any part of it.
That happens a lot.
I was trying so hard to bring it back. I was like trying to like reel it in. And then you played it a second time. Uh-huh. And then I was like, I'm done.
You were like a schoolgirl.
Yeah. The thing is,
the sports report. I've never heard Phil like not be able to pull it back in.
Yeah. Did you see what I wrote when we tweeted that thing out? I wrote, just get to the report, sports boy.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
Look
on Twitter.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah.
Because I had to post these things. So I'm like,
I saw the Facebook. Phil sent it over to me. He's like, AJ's pissed. Did you see what he said?
I deleted that. I got rid of that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You got to leave that stuff.
I don't want people to think that we're having problems here.
No.
I was just pissed. I need to write something.
After 100 people liked it.
Really? I just got rid of it.
He got a lot of likes on it
and a lot of comments.
We want to thank Ketchup Bob for calling in his Valentine's Day story. Always a great Valentine's Day story.
Ketchup Bob.
So no matter how you feel about things, when you hear that story, you're like, holy shit, that kind of sucks.
At least you had Ketchup Bob.
Yeah. He's too nice of a guy.
He is.
Yeah.
I still think he can work this out because now she's with this 91-year-old who is rich, who's probably going to kick it pretty soon.
Well, what Bob was saying is it sounds like he's hiding the money from her as he gets close to death.
Wife is not going to find money?
Yeah.
Trust me on this.
Mm.
But that was great. And then Dom came in studio this week.
I love seeing those guys. Yeah.
Yep.
Young Dom, a great boy. Holy shit, that kid could be a football player.
I was going to say football player size, yeah.
Big boy. He did not get his size from his dad.
Yeah, young Dom is Big Dom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's called Dom and Dommer.
He was getting so annoyed with little old Dom.
What?
Because Dom, original Dom, is so like feisty and has energy and like is crazy.
Yeah.
And he was like running around, like he kept, they were leaving, and then he like forgot to do something. He forgot to like say something or come or needed something.
Right. So, left all of his stuff in the studio.
Yeah. So he was coming back, and young Big Dom was like, oh my God.
God,
Dad.
Just let's
like, just
go.
So annoying. It was so funny.
Yeah. Young Dom isn't, you know, he enjoys the show, and, but he's like not crazy. You
no.
know?
No.
No. He's no. just regular. Like,
well
he's
adjusted.
College, well adjusted.
Yes.
And then,
contributing member of society.
Right. And then older Dom, when he comes in, he's very excited and just wants to chit chat.
Fucking yeah. air horn.
Yeah. He's
brings
got
in
all
his Entenmann's.
Props. He's got stories. He's got slides and charts
person.
And graphs yep. and measurements. You know, he's got a whole production he wants
the
to put
air
on.
Air horn to hold on you.
But it was nice hanging with those guys.
It really yeah. was.
And then, Pam, you had a weird deal happen to you at a store.
I did. So I went to Whole Foods in Westport for lunch yesterday. And as I'm walking in, I hear a child crying, like loud crying. And I couldn't see the kid because there was a brick like pillar blocking him.
Yeah, Pam wants to investigate immediately because she thinks that it's possible there could be some good food on the ground somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah, you never yeah, know.
Near
this you never know.
Yeah, or ice cream.
So I got to find out. And I see all the people walking in, looking over in that direction and kind of giving like a dirty look and then going in.
So this is in the store right
this
in front of the
right
store.
This is right outside
That's
the
Westport.
Entrance.
They always look like
and
that.
It's Westport. So I'm like, what is going on? So as I walk by, I look and it's a little kid. He's probably like 7 years old. He looks like homeless because he has like a ratty blanket like wrapped around his body.
His Christmas shoes?
Yeah.
Right.
Can you please yeah. help me? My mama needs some cookies. She's dying.
That's you know, that would be a good way
oh
to sell
God.
Some Girl Scout cookies.
Friggin' A, man.
Have
oh,
the kid outside crying, right. look all ratty.
Right. Lisa. So he has his like hair disheveled and he's just standing there like crying. And so I go up to him, like, because no one's helping this kid. So I go up to him and I kind of get down to his level and I go, where's your mommy? And he freaks the hell out. He goes, ah! And then starts
the
to
hell?
Run across the street. But I grab him because I don't want him, because there's it's a parking lot. It's a busy parking
oh
lot.
Oh, my
there
God.
Cars
Imagine
coming.
That if you tried to help and then he runs out in front of a car.
I'm so, surprised
hey,
that didn't
thanks
happen.
Thanks for helping, Pam.
I really am surprised.
Yeah, nice job, Pam.
I was crying. Now I'm dead.
I was just trying to help him.
Right. I'm sorry you're dead.
Who tried to help Pam?
Sorry you're dead,
blanket?
Kid.
So I grab him and I bring him back on the sidewalk. And I'm like, where's your mom? And then this random lady who's standing like 15, 20 feet away, just watching the whole thing, not doing anything, goes, his mom's in her car. So I look over and the mom is like in a minivan and she pops her head out of the minivan, the back, and she goes, don't let him cross the street.
What?
So I just grab the kid and I go, come on. And I grab him and I walk him across the street to his mom where she puts him in the car. Maybe I wasn't supposed to do that, but...
You know what this was? This was Ghost of Christmas Future. Pam got a glimpse of what her life would have been like if she was a mother.
No!
No!
I would never have a minivan.
Don't let him cross the street.
Not let him cross right. the street.
That is kind of... I think that would happen. If you had three kids...
I would be a little flustered.
Did you drop your foot
it's
in the floor?
Too much,
it's still good.
Too many
like,
kids.
All right, kid, you stand here. You. I'm going over here.
Don't touch nothing.
Don't cross the street.
If yeah. you look hungry,
don't talk
feed
to strangers.
You.
Yeah. Look
unless
homeless.
They're offering you some food.
Yeah.
And then don't eat it. Just take it and then give it to me.
Yeah.
You only got to wash your clothes once every 6 months.
Here's a can. Hold this up and cry real good.
Mama's going to go do some shopping and then I'll be out to get you in an
Mommy
hour.
Needs a bag of Cheetos.
Yep. Stat. Price is going up.
The crunchy kind.
Oh, you know, we forgot to mention Colby almost had a car accident.
Yeah.
This week.
Because of the flubbles, yeah.
Yeah.
You were playing the flubbles, and I guess he was laughing so hard he went through an intersection through a red light.
Jeez.
I'm not the only one who can't keep it together.
Thank yeah. you, Colby.
Glad you're okay, Colby.
Yeah.
And he's an Uber driver.
Did he have a passenger, I wonder?
Really?
I don't think so.
Oh,
he wasn't on
funny.
Duty.
No.
Let's just be clear.
Off thank
you.
God.
Right. He was yeah. driving.
Yeah. And then Phil's going to be hanging with tribe member Nicole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Sunday.
She's yeah,
party.
So we became friends through the show, hilariously. She came to, mm-hmm. like, one of our first
hilarious.
Monster Balls.
Yeah. She was Courtney Love and her boyfriend at
yeah.
the time. It was Kurt Cobain.
Oh. She's got a great memory. That's exactly yeah. right.
Good job.
So, yeah, we became...
She looks
I
hot,
wonder
that's
why. He remember. How many costumes will he remember?
I remember that one time when she was at, like, the USO nurse. That was pretty cool.
Everybody remembers that one. Everybody remembers that one, though.
Hey, you pay attention sometimes.
Yeah.
What was I wearing?
You were Richard Simmons, weren't you?
Yeah.
That's pretty
you're
good.
Right, you're right. You're right.
Or a clown. I can't tell.
It's funny because as I'm thinking about this, Pam has dressed up like a man for almost every event. You were Axl Rose.
Yeah.
You were Richard Simmons.
Yep.
You were a male dancer.
The male stripper.
The male stripper.
That's
oh,
right.
No. AJ dresses up as a woman, and I dress up as a man.
What the hell is wrong with
I dressed up once as a woman. That was the nurse because we had
Madonna.
To.
You did the Madonna with the wedding dress.
Yes.
That wasn't a monstrous ball. That was something else.
Yeah.
That was a bit we did.
Wait, I was Carla from Cheers and Mimi from Drew Carey Show, so.
All right, so you're hanging out with Nicole?
Yeah. She's been begging me. She's like, can we come over for dinner?
Nice.
She's got Abigail, you know, and Alex. So I'm like, yeah. And then just like, you get busy. So she went on Instagram, found Anabda. Friended Anabda and was like, I'm
Made
coming
it
over.
Happen.
That's
yeah.
cool.
So
good.
Amanda was like, oh, deal. So yeah. She was like, yeah, I have a cat. I want to come meet your cat. And Amanda's like, okay. And she's like, hey, who's Nicole? She wants to come meet my cat. I was like, ah, I know what's happening here.
Yeah.
So she's going to come over Sunday. We're going to make chicken parm. It's going to be great.
Chicken parm.
Chicken parm.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Phil's specialty.
Figure everybody eats that, right?
Everybody loves chicken parm.
Yeah, you throw some spaghetti in the side and it stretches.
And you make your mother sauce?
No. So Amanda likes to buy sauce. But she buys Rao's sauce.
Oh,
so it's
fancy.
Like $12 a jar.
That's great.
And every like third time we buy it, I'm like, you know, I do know how to make a sauce. She's like, I know, but this one is the closest to like my grandmother's sauce.
That's cool.
So she can't stop herself. So yeah. We always have a jar of Rao's sauce.
I gotta
in the
try
house.
It.
And Nicole, AJ would like you to dress as that USO nurse when you go over to Phil's, and Phil's going to take some pictures.
I think that's what he should wear on stage in New Jersey next Friday.
That's
yeah,
right.
Guess not. I already got my look. My look's kind of like a good fella look.
All right,
oh,
good.
Good fella.
That'll
nice.
Fit New Jersey.
That's how I dress on stage now.
Yeah.
It's my thing.
All right, that's the Week in Review podcast. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your friends. Don't forget to tell, your family and your neighbors. Mm-hmm. To follow us on iTunes, subscribe on iTunes, follow us on the social media stuff, and comment.
Please.
Yeah. Please comment.
Good comments.
So we want to read your comments, and then it helps when people search stuff.
Exactly.
Motherfucker!
So,
oh, I do want to give a shout out to Mamsie.
Yes.
Mamsie on Valentine's Day texted me about Jennifer singing on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And then she emailed me a picture of Jennifer in Ireland carrying a beer keg.
Nice.
Remember when we got off the bus?
Oh, yeah,
we were outside the bar.
Right.
It's one of those famous bars. And we saw some empty kegs. And the first thing Jennifer does is grab a keg and try to carry it onto the bus.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, we got to frame this picture. Like Jennifer in Ireland carrying a keg, you know, stealing a keg.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
that's
so thank
awesome.
You, Mamsie, for that. We love you guys.
Love you.
And have a great, I was going to say vacation, but you're not on vacation. We're
no, they're
on vacation.
Not, no.
It's like, happy birthday. No, happy birthday to you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Have a good flight. Yeah, you
have
too.
A great
vacation. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we'll see you when we get back. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
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 The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.